stop.
Let's go!
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys. Gridiron updates, week 10 already. Oh, wait a minute. 10. There we go. I was holding the pen. It looked like 9 or 8. 1. As you guys know, I'm horrible at math. But we got three newbies with us this week. Fresh meat here at Banter with the Boys. I don't know if you want to be called fresh meat, but
I'll take it this week. Might as well, right?
Might as well. So right next to me, we'll start with Dan. Dan, why don't you, I already introduced you, I guess, but why don't you introduce yourself to our avid listeners about, your football history, what got you into the game, why you watch, all that. And your team, obviously, Skull to the Bowl.
Yep. Skull to the Bowl, I'll just say that right now. Vikings are my team. My name's Dan, like you mentioned. I played football throughout high school, played at the junior college level, and then I just got into coaching at Kennedy High School. Shout out Matt Hamilton. He got me my job. I love Kennedy High School, and Tyler is a heck of a coach, too.
Aw, so thanks, homie. Yeah. Appreciate that. Well, I'm happy to have you here. And
Thanks for having me.
Long time awesome. Wanted to get you on all season, and here it is. Here it is. Dom, we'll go to you next. I know I just met you, what, literally 3 weeks ago,
literally
maybe?
3 weeks on hole three at Dwan, I'd say.
Yeah, hole three on a golf course. We just started talking about the pod, and exactly. Here we are. Now here you are, Skull to the Bowl.
Right, Skull to the Bowl. Hey, thanks for having me. First off, hey, it's a pleasure. Dominique, I would say Skull to the Bowl for sure. The Vikings are my team. Football has been a thing in my life my whole life. Never played it, flag, really. But besides that, Vikings all the way.
Oh, yeah. I see you'd be playing flag football. I see on your face.
Oh, yeah. That was my thing. Yeah. I used to travel for a little bit. And
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Florida, Vegas. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Okay.
Offensive lineman. Big time. That's all I did.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Well, I'm happy to have
awesome.
You here.
Hey, thanks for having
excited
me.
Excited to get going here. And then last but not least, next to me, what do you want to go by on the show?
I'll go by Cody. That's fine. Yeah.
Darn it.
We'll leave Darth at home.
Darth at home. Well, Cody, welcome to the pod.
Thank you, man. Yeah, my name's Cody. I'm also a big Vikings fan. Skull to the Bull.
Sucks to be all you guys. It's all Vikings fans up here this week.
I've always been a huge Vikes fan, huge football fan in general. I've been playing fantasy football with my dad since I can remember. So, and then I'm the athletic trainer for a pretty darn good high school football team here in Minnesota, too. So I get to spend a lot of time around it. And if you guys have any injury questions, you can pop them on over, or I'll give you guys a few tidbits on that kind of thing, too. So
what a high school?
I'm out at Central High School in Norwood, Young America.
Nice.
Appearing in the state tournament here on Friday.
Yeah. So you guys play Jackson County Central, right?
Yeah, you bet, man.
You know Jay Robinson then pretty well.
Jay Robinson?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man.
Central?
Football coach?
Yeah.
No, our football coach's name is Chris.
No. He's an assistant, so.
Oh,
you
I got
gotcha.
You.
Guy, so maybe you don't work with him as often, unless he's getting injured. I suppose.
No, I don't. That's okay.
No, fair enough. No, congrats. Well, good
Thank
luck
you,
in the tournament.
I appreciate you
for sure.
Appreciate it.
With that, Kev, let's head to our Week 9 game recaps. And starting it off, of course. Skull to the Bowl Nation.
Skull.
Vikings getting the dub 21-13. Again, I talk all season, so I want to hear from you guys. Dom, let's start with you, homie. What did you like about this game against the Colts? It was kind of nerve-wracking for a little bit as a Vikings fan. I would have thought we would have been stomping them, you know. Our 0 points in the first quarter. I don't know if that was the first time this season, but it's weird.
For me, it's got to be the first time. I have not seen the Vikings not score points in the game. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
especially the first half. We've been really dominant first half team. First quarter team, definitely. I think we've averaged over 14 points at least in the first quarter or the first half alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago it was like we outscore opponents 55-6 in the first quarter.
That's amazing.
A couple weeks back now, of course, but yeah,
exactly.
That's crazy.
Things I liked, I love the defense. Brian Flores is something special, I tell you what, man. I know he's getting a lot of flack the last 2 weeks about giving up a lot of points, but this week we bend, but we don't break. That's one thing I definitely tell you about the Vikes.
Sure.
Van Ginkle, special. special guy. The way he
what a signing.
What I can say is about it's about time we finally get him in the coverage too. So I mean, he's got what, 3 picks, 3 touchdowns. He's got more touchdowns than who? Devontae Adams? Come on now, guys. Let's be serious.
A couple of them. Exactly. Unbelievable picks.
Exactly. Yeah, unbelievable. One-handed.
One-handed. Just outrageous.
Yes, sir.
Crazy.
Yes, sir. And they finally got home to Joe Flacco, literally, you know, this week. So the 3 sacks got him the throw pick. Mm-hmm. You know, you could tell the pressure was starting to affect him. And that's right. What we didn't see from the Vikings defense against Matthew Stafford and who was it? Jared Goff before that. Yeah. So
it was good to see. I was just happy to see that we had I would say Sleepy Joe. He was sleeping on Sunday against the Vikes.
Sleeping Joe. Joe Flacco, now the Sleepy Joe. All right, all right. It was good to see our running game. Cam Akers getting the 6 carries for 46 yards, yeah. Going crazy with that.
Yeah. It's good to have him. It's good to have that.
Making literally the most out of the limited amount of carries, that's 7.6 yards per attempt, which is brilliant, actually. And then Aaron Jones looked good as usual, too.
For sure, for sure. Some not quite on the other side of the ball. Like, I figured that Jonathan Taylor would run all over our defense. Again, part of us actually being able, us, because I'm on the Vikings.
Exactly.
But that's why I got the jersey on.
And he goes 13 for 48.
Yeah.
Our defense just put up a wall.
Literally.
Right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Unbelievable. Dude, he couldn't find any room.
Talk about fumbling on that very first possession. That completely changes the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
In our favor, you know, and it felt like the Colts had it
100%
right away.
The Colts,
least.
They for sure had it right away. And I mean,
that's because everybody expected us to put up 20 points in the first half. And when we don't do that,
then it's just like,
it's
going to
feel like
doing?
It's slipping away.
It's hard to be, I mean, it's hard to please Vikings fans. We could win, we could still win the game, and people will still be mad at the end of the week. Right. I'll tell you what, that's just the truth.
But
just the way we started, that was just so slow. I mean, with Will Reichert missing those 2 kicks, but finding out at the end of the game, we understand why. He's got a quad injury.
Yep.
So now we got to try to figure out, see if we got to get a new kicker in the game.
I definitely hope not
because
he's been money.
He's been money all night.
And that just proved he was human, those 2 misses.
100%. For sure.
He has been awesome.
Speaking of being human, Sam Darnold, kind of, you know, up and down right now. Those 2 picks, though, were a little bit bothersome. I mean, the one in the end zone, come on. We don't need to force that.
I've literally been wondering where he hit 4-4 in the numbers. In the numbers. I'm like, yo, where are you going?
Yeah.
That's all you hear from the...
But then he'll put it right on the money to JJ, you know, perfectly. Nobody, you can't defend it.
No.
So it's just like, I don't understand. It's like he's trying to decide which version of himself. Who does he want to be, you know?
Right.
But
dude, did you hear what he said after the game too?
Mm.
He said that he said that he threw it short, and if he wouldn't have thrown it short, that it would have been a good throw. But
which one?
The one in the end zone.
I didn't.
And when you look at
know.
It, there's
yeah,
another
I,
player standing right behind the guy that caught it. And he's waiting to catch it if he misses it.
I think we should
he's
err
seeing
on
a ghost out there. On
that yeah, I think
that was the ghost.
I think you need to err on just not throwing the ball right there would probably be the best bet. White jerseys blending into each other, I guess. Real quick, because we're Vikings fans, fun to see Dallas Turner getting a little bit more playing time here this week. I hope they let him loose a little bit more and continue on that
path. Yeah, I mean, that's another guy catching a lot of flack. I feel bad for him because, I mean, we drafted him in the first round. So, I mean, he's been catching a lot of flack from everybody. Is he going to be the next guy? Is he going to be the next Danielle Hunter? Is he going to be the next Jared Allen? You got to give him a couple years, guys.
Right.
That's the one thing about the NFL. They don't really give enough guys a lot of time out there, and that's been really strugglesome just to watch around the NFL happen, you know. And Dallas Turner, this week he's put in the right position. He's going to be making plays.
I mean, he is an absolute specimen. I mean, you can see he's already leveled up since he's came here. I mean, he's dropped back into coverage. He's created immense amount of pressure. He is just awesome, and Flores is going to completely transform him as long as he's with us.
Yeah, so. Let's hope Flores is here for the long haul. Like, you know what? I've done the head coach thing. I do not want it anymore. Let's just hope he comes out and says that so then we can all feel a little bit better. Because I think him and KFC are starting to mesh a little bit.
Very
I know
true.
Last season there was a couple times where, like, you know, trying to figure out, you know, Flores trying not to step on his toes and the kind of like that feel out period. But now this year they seem more comfortable with each other.
I definitely feel the same way about that situation.
Yeah. So I kind of hope they kind of continue that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last thing I really want to say is, what's his name here? what's his first name? Zaire Franklin for the Colts. Dang, I like that kid.
Yeah.
That dude comes downhill hard. Yeah. Really, he's going to smack you.
Him and
he was fun to watch.
Taylor? What's his last name? Taylor, number 90? He was the defensive tackle. Man, he was just eating up Bradbury.
Oh,
man.
Grover Stewart and DeForest
Buckner.
Oh,
yes.
It's a Stewart. Stewart.
On the fumble play.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
On the fumble play.
Which, okay, real quick, we got to talk about the fumble play. I mean, by rule, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to just be a Homer Vikings fan, right?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
But, like, by rule, you know, forcible contact to the head of the quarterback. That's got to be a flag. And he got it right. He threw it down right away. He didn't even think about it, nothing. Threw that thing down right away, and then all of a sudden, well, no flag.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah. We got to make sure we go with what we got going on the floor. You know, that's the one thing. I hate picking up these big, big flags that could literally momentum changes in the game. It's been crucial all season. It's not even for the Vikings. It's been in a lot of games I've been watching this season. So. Yep.
No, for sure.
What'd you guys think about it, though? For real, and rules not included, should it be a football penalty?
No.
It never should have gotten to that point.
Shouldn't be a penalty, but the fact is that's the rule, though.
No, yeah.
For me, like, I agree. Like, I'm fine if it's not a penalty. I'm fine. It sucks that they scooped and scored on us, right? Do I feel differently if we lose the game? Maybe. But
definitely.
calm down. Oh. But like, I'd rather them just let them play football,
right?
You know, at the end of the day. But I'm sorry, Dan. I walked all over you, homie.
No.
I just had to blurt that out.
No, I was just gonna say, just after watching that replay, how Bradbury got completely destroyed.
Absolutely destroyed.
Should have never got to that point, and that just comes with just complete domination on the interior line, which the Colts have. I mean, they do have a good defense. You saw it playing us. They definitely limited us, but
they just gotta get their quarterback figured out, and they'll be all right.
Oh gosh, yes.
They'll be all right. Texans aren't running away with it. You know what I mean?
No, that division is wide open.
Is still very,
very wide.
Yeah,
right.
For sure.
Definitely.
With that, let's move right along here into our Lions Packers game. Not as close as people thought, but 24-14 Lions. How are we feeling about that?
That's just
why don't you take it away?
Oh, the Lions are a wagon this year. That's a hockey term. I'm sorry. You know, they are a
that's
wagon.
All Trey said last episode is how Detroit's a wagon.
Everything you need to go the distance. So as much as like I hate them as a division rival, they're so good. I mean, Gibbs and Montgomery together in their first, they've had 20 games together, and they're the only 1-2 punch to ever have 15 touchdowns and both have over 1,500 scrimmage yards in their first 20 games together, which is just mind-blowing for two running backs. If you think about that, it's just crazy.
Sonic and Knuckles picking up the rings.
And that's such a cool nickname. It doesn't get any better than that.
Trey went real deep with it last week or the 2 weeks ago whenever, and he was like, no, Sonic and Knuckles aren't even friends, so that doesn't even work. he's like tearing it apart.
Got real deep into the situation.
Yeah, got real deep.
They make it work, man. They make it work.
Jared Goff, efficient as ever, again, 18 for 22 for 145 and a tud. I mean, he's doing enough to win the game. That's all he's got to do, and he's getting it done. And everybody still wants to hate on the guy. I mean, yours truly sometimes, too. I'm like, Jared Goff, come on.
I say the same
thing. Rob, our co-host, said Jared Goff last week.
I heard it.
And I just don't understand, but he's doing enough, man. And then, the 1-2 punch, Amon-Ra, Sam Laporta. I mean, the weapons are there. Defensively, they're there. Losing Aiden Hutchinson sucks, but...
Dude, did you guys hear the stat that Amon-Ra with going... How many catches did he have last game?
7.
He had 7 catches. So, and before that game, he was 23 for his last 23 targets on receptions. So he's 30 for his last 30 receptions.
Oh, my God.
Which
Larry
is insane.
Larry Fitzgerald track.
Dude, it's crazy.
He's something special.
He is.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot.
Yeah,
Ben
they came
Johnson.
Out with a stat on that. The odds on that
ben
are
Johnson,
1 in 785,000.
Talk about Ben Johnson.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
If I am a team that needs a head coach, I am looking at Ben Johnson first and foremost. That guy knows how to develop and mold an offense and get their balls into the playmakers' hands the easiest ways possible. And that's why all these completions are coming and they're not doing anything special. I mean, like they said, the well's deep, and Ben Johnson's that guy.
I don't argue that at all, but do you think, you know, there's a situation in Detroit kind of like what we're hoping for with KOC and Flores, do you think that, Why am I blanking on head honcho's name in Detroit right now? Dan Campbell. Yeah, Dan Campbell, and Ben are like, you know, like this is a team thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But if they go and win the Super Bowl this year, then Ben takes his opportunity, dips, does his own thing. Or do you look at it the other way? If they lose the Super Bowl or don't make it, okay, we did what I could here, still dip and do his own thing. You think no matter what, Ben Johnson?
I think he's leaving no matter what because he would have made that decision last year. I mean, he had the Commanders' job set and locked.
Yeah.
And look at he only took it this year because the goal was to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that was first and foremost the goal.
For sure. And they're looking primed to do that.
Either way, because there's going to be every team in the NFL will be after Ben Johnson easily.
For sure.
The real question is, I'm sorry, just the Lions Packers, is Jordan Love healthy?
No way.
That's a big situation going on over there. There's no way that thing is lingering.
He has 11 interceptions all of last year, and he has now 10 through 9 games.
Well, yeah. Not healthy, right? And then now that he only had one pick this game, but you're down 17-3 at half of this game, you know, now you're going to be hucking the ball just to try to catch up.
Right.
You know, exactly. So it's...
Dude, and down 17-3 because of the pick. Did you see
the interception
pick that
he threw was the most outrageous thing. Why does he just not take a sack? What is he doing?
Yeah, I don't even understand. My grandmother could have got literally out of the pocket faster.
He had that one a couple weeks ago, too. Same, like, similar deal where he's, like, getting tackled. I think he was actually positive yards, even. And just, like, hucks.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Where are you going with the ball? What are you doing?
Right into their hands.
He's better than that. I honestly think he's not that bad.
When he's not hurt, he's done some things. I'm not gonna lie.
He looks great.
I'm a Vikings fan, obviously, but I mean, let's be honest. You know, it's the same with the Lions. Let's be honest.
Right.
They're something special, and they showed us what they were about when we played them. You know, so
for sure. It's just too bad Green Bay wasn't able to stick to their game plan, probably, which is keep pounding the rock with Josh Jacobs with maybe an unhealthy Jordan Love, and with only 13 carries. You know, obviously they were playing from behind. But on those 13 carries, he still had 95 yards.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's getting more consistent with the high yardage now. I mean, he started out the season kind of slow, but now he's starting to really pick it up. And it's kind of startling a little bit as we still got to play them again.
Still got to play one more time.
Dude, it is.
Yeah. I mean, the Packers' offensive run game, their line has always
been good.
No. Their offense always been good. And that's why they brought Josh Jacobs, is to break that next level run. I mean... Aaron Jones was definitely capable of doing that, but it was questionable with the injuries, the lingering injury. But Josh Jacobs was 2 years removed of a 1,600-yard season. So,
yeah.
I mean, we know what he's capable of. We know what the Packers' offensive line is capable of. So,
how about the NFC North before we wrap this game? I mean, I have no idea who's going to win it. Obviously, my gut's like, Green Bay doesn't have it, right?
No.
But, like, the Lions do actually startle me. But, I mean, who knows? If Jordan Love can get healthy, Green Bay can absolutely go on a run, too. If Jair Alexander can get healthy, you know what I mean? They need their key pieces to come back healthy, and Chicago's just kind of doing their thing right now. We'll get to them in a little bit. But I don't hate where they're at, actually. But, yeah, we'll get to where they're at. They had a rough one this week. But
before we get too far off of the Lions game.
Yeah, go for it. What's up?
First of all, Amon-Ra's like 10 yards open every time he catches the ball, right?
He's an elite route runner.
It's crazy. Oh, and like you said, the offensive coordinator is just working for him. How come he does not take a tackle? That it drives me nuts. I mean, I see that guy
really
just prance out of bounds or even slides.
Yeah, Tyler Lockett's definitely great at that. Like, yeah, whole situation.
He slides before Instagram, he gets tackled.
It's like longevity.
As football players, do you guys... I remember seeing that. Does that... like spark a fire under you guys?
Yes and no, right? It depends on the game situation.
Like, I understand.
If it's I just got a first down and it's the first quarter and it's 7-0 either way, I'm not taking that hit. You know what I mean? You got to protect your body a little bit. These are grown men,
literally.
Dude,
they're like ramming into each other full speed. You got 6'4", 260 pounds coming down on you full speed. Like, I'm sorry. Like, if I'm Amon-Ra, who's what, 6 foot, probably 195 or something, like, I'm going out of bounds. Yeah, or sliding. Like, sorry. Mm-hmm. Now if we're Cam Newton in the Super Bowl not wanting to dive on the ball, no, that's not okay.
Right.
And I was a big Cam Newton guy. Don't get me started on that. but, you know, at that point, yeah, I want to see him take on a hit and fight for that extra yard. If it's fourth and inches and you need it, you got to have it. You know what I mean?
Dude.
I think it's game situation for me.
Yeah.
But I could see how some, like, OGs are like, no, that's some... you know, lack of better terms, I almost said something on the pod, but just, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah. But
I just feel like with how explosive he is and, like, how slippery he can be, I mean, if he just, you know, went for it, I mean, I feel like every fourth tackle he could break and bust loose.
100%. And exactly why a guy like that cannot take a huge hit, ACL or, you know, some Achilles or something. Now he might not be able to run that same route ever again. For all we know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not everybody comes back 100% from those injuries. So I don't know. I like the idea of trying to extend his career, I guess.
Yeah.
It's all about starting from the early on. You know?
The best ability is availability.
Yep.
There you go.
That's so key. You need to have it. You know, and they need Amon St. Brown. If they don't have him. Laporte is doing all right, but he's not what he was last year. You know, they were amping him up real big this season coming in. You know, it'd be the next Hockenson, this, that, and the third. For me, it's just like, they got that 200 monster. Gibbs, Montgomery. Gibbs, man. Yep. I literally saw Gibbs. He didn't even play in the first quarter. Came in the second quarter, whole second quarter. He's just fresh legs. Dave Montgomery comes in the third quarter, fresh legs.
And then you play action golf off that, and it's over. You know what I mean? It's done. Like I said, so
that offense is a well-oiled unit.
Well-oiled unit in Detroit. Good work. Good work, Dan. Yeah. Let's move on. Well, the Broncos traveling to Baltimore. I chose this game because we have not talked about the Broncos this year. We've talked about Baltimore a lot, and have had a fan on this year for Baltimore. This one
picked a good one.
Not a lot to talk about here. The really bad part here is that I was the only one to pick the Broncos thinking like I was on something, you know. I didn't plan that, but like I just, yeah. So
when Bo Nix caught that touchdown, I bet you were a pretty happy guy.
Whatever, man.
If that's the way you got to score touchdowns against the Ravens, that's a problem. When you're going that's as far as deep as you can go. Sure. That's one thing when I was watching the game, I'm like, that's how you got to score a touchdown. Yeah. I don't really see it going to be going much farther. You know, like, I mean, the Ravens pretty much just pummeled.
They handled them.
It was no question about it.
The Broncos could not stop the rush to save their life. You know, if Derrick Henry averaging 4.6 yards a carry, well, guess what? The first down on third down. You know what I mean?
Derrick Henry, man. I mean, that was what a great acquisition by the Ravens this offseason. Oh, sure. I mean, he just scored his 100th touchdown in his career against this last team. So, I mean, that's something special in itself. So
now King Henry continues to reign, although Saquon, woohoo! I'll tell you, we'll touch on Saquon before we go to Tent Talk, because that was just, anyway.
Have we gone back to 2021 with the running backs at the top?
I know, right? That's just crazy.
Hey, man.
Oh, I think they found their teams.
Maybe.
I think they found their teams.
I think you're right, man. I mean, Derrick Henry's got 116 rushing yards a game. Like, elite Derrick Henry that we remember from, what was it, 2020, had like about the same numbers. I think it was 120 yards per game. Literally. So, I mean, he's there again.
And you put him on a team with a MVP dual threat quarterback. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Who's getting the ball at that point? You got Zay Flowers who can run a crazy route.
And he
our boy
amazing.
Bateman. But
five receptions, 127 yards, two TDs for Zay Flowers. I mean, that was...
Yeah, Zay had himself
a day.
That was
a budding superstar-like performance.
But it's just how much Derrick Henry opens up that offense. That's the thing. He completely changed their offense. It was exactly what they were missing from last season.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson only had to throw the ball 19 times, completing 16 of those, and still threw for 280 yards.
Yeah,
that means everything beyond the box is probably wide open, because they're just like, we have to attempt to stop Derrick Henry.
Yeah. I mean, we saw with Zay Flowers, he makes one man miss, he's gone.
He's shifty.
That's because there's only one man speed. In zip code.
he's something else.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't really think there's a ton to talk about in this game particularly. Baltimore is exactly who we all thought and think they are. I just took a flyer on the Broncos last week. But what about the Broncos? I mean, how far off, how much of a fake is that 5-win season at the moment for the Broncos? Or did they just stumble and happen to play one of the better teams in the NFL right now?
They stumbled.
Yeah, I would say they just
1,000%. They have a rookie quarterback. I mean, Sean Payton's only been there, 2-3 years? You can tell they're trying to build a culture there. this was a clash of cultures. I mean, Harbaugh's already built it with the Ravens. You can see it clear as day.
Sure.
And they smothered the Broncos. But
absolutely,
the Broncos will be just fine. I think they'll be that 10-7, maybe that 11-6 team.
They're just two pieces away from being good. They just need a couple of targets. They don't really got nobody to throw the ball to right now. They lost. The Sutton's there, but Sutton's not who he used to be. Mm-hmm. You know,
right? 100%.
They took Judy. Judy went to the Browns, and you know, I mean, they just don't really got nobody to throw the ball to. And so Bo Nix is just literally running around his legs. Those legs, those are not underrated. I'm telling you, those things are underrated. He can really scramble and really get around there. Yeah, I mean, I was watching that. I mean, he was getting away from the pressure, and he was one left, right, you know, right down the middle, you know. So, I mean, it was really good to see that.
Are you sold on Bo Nix over Drake May right now?
100%. I was sold on him out the gate.
Resounding yes.
Did you see that's Bo another drop his shoulder at the end of his, like, 15-yard run, too?
And even on the touchdown.
Josh Allen stuff.
Show him on around that tape, man.
That's another coaching situation, you know. Sean Payton's worked with Drew Brees. And when you have that kind of success, that can translate to maybe Bo Nix someday. You know, it's yet to be proved. But no disrespect to the Patriots, but who is their offensive coordinator? I mean,
I don't know. I
would have said OJ
quarterback into a situation like that. A lot of the times, they're not going to have success the rookie year. That's just the facts.
This is a tangent, real quick. But Drake May, he hucked the ball up at the end of the game. They got the tying touchdown. Go for the field goal, whatever, and then an OT throws the pick. It's like, dude.
Yeah, he was.
And that was in that. There was a horrible pick. It
was
a bad ball.
Going for gold.
Yeah,
that's just a perfect example of trying to go for the gold right there, and he should have just went for another check now.
Yeah, yeah. Not the sidebar and Drake May in a Ravens and Broncos talk here, but anyway, let's move on here. Nothing much going on again in that game. Ravens continue to show that they could be the team to beat in the AFC. Moving right along to the team to beat in the AFC right now, the Buccaneers traveling to Kansas City, and whew, that was exciting. I really thought the Bucs were about to pull that off at the end, honestly, until they took a timeout at the 1 yard line, 2 yard line, with 30 seconds left in the game. I was like, what are you doing? You do not put the ball back in Patrick Mahomes' hand.
That's the wrong decision.
It is the wrong decision. So, I don't know. I think the Buccaneers seriously lost that game. They had a really good opportunity there. Did you catch that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you take away from that game?
Well,
for either team, either way, what are you feeling strongly about right now?
It's hard to outcoach Andy Reid.
Well, yes.
So,
that's true.
Yeah. And then, I don't know. I mean, Pat Mahomes looked good. I mean, he almost threw for 300 yards. 291, three touchdowns. And then Kareem Hunt just looks like a man on a mission.
Kareem Hunt loves that guy. Just comes in and does the job. That's all he's doing. Yes.
Given the explosiveness back to that offense after losing Pacheco, and they desperately needed
something
else.
Yeah, they went through Steele. Steele wasn't the job, you know.
He had the one game.
Yeah, the one game. And I mean, I definitely was like, oh, he might be a problem. But yeah, Kareem Hunt, he knows the offense. He knows Patrick Mahomes, knows Andy Reid. Right. Those are the Chiefs.
And,
that's another
thing. And Kareem probably loves playing in that stadium.
Oh, he doesn't. Who wouldn't want to play in that stadium?
They love him.
Oh, my gosh.
They love him. You can tell.
Yeah.
No doubt. But, I mean, the Chiefs still airing it out with 44 pass attempts from Mahomes, but...
Yeah, Kelsey finally waking up.
DeAndre
Hopkins is something special. That's
another. Yes, sir. DeAndre, what
a great acquisition. That catch. The catch was just like, you're thinking there's an easy interception, then DeAndre Hopkins comes down with it. Just like, well, that's why he is DeAndre Hopkins. I remember those plays when he played for the Titans, when he played for the Cardinals. He did all that kind of business.
And that's what Rob said last week. His catch radius is just insanity. Mm-hmm. Pure insanity. What do you got, Dan?
I mean, when you lose a guy like Rashee Rice and then you trade for a guy like DeHop, I mean, that's just a more experienced possession receiver you're getting, and he proved it. 8 receptions, 86 yards, 2 reception touchdowns. I mean, you just gave the Chiefs a really good weapon.
Yeah, I hate it.
I hate it, too. And Travis Kelce finally had 100 reception yards for the first time this season. So.
Right.
Good to see.
What about Xavier Worthy only getting two targets?
Yeah, what was it? Yeah, zero. He's just a big zero.
I still think he's going to be their deep threat.
He's a boomer bust. I mean, it's pretty much a boomer bust with him. You pretty much got to hit him deep or hit him on an open slant. I mean, he almost had that open touchdown. He just walked out of bounds on his second foot. I mean, literally almost walked into the end zone, beat the defender on the outside, had the free safety coming over top, and he had him beat, just walked out of bounds. But besides he's pretty much boomer bust. That's how I felt about him since he's came into the league, you know. So he's a really good player, good acquisition in the draft by the – By the Chiefs, which was just crazy because don't know why people just let him ride to the Chiefs.
I think all. Go for it. What were you saying?
I feel like every Chiefs player is kind of boomer bust. Because like Andy Reid is such a good coach, right? And when he finds something in a game that he can expose, he does it.
Yes.
And like you saw come back here, to it. They put up. It was a like punch for punch battle with Tampa Bay, and they ran the ball 27 times. Like Tampa Bay ran the ball 19 times total, and Kareem ran the ball 27 times. So like for you to be running the ball that much, still be that successful offensively, like he's got to know what he's doing. And I feel like we see it all the time. When Rashee Rice was there, he would all of a sudden snag 12 targets in a game and just go off. And then all of a sudden you see their running back do the same thing. So yeah, or, you know, whether it's Kelsey this past week. Like, I feel like it's just kind of whoever Andy wants to highlight.
For sure.
Exactly.
It's fun to watch, man. He's insane.
Well, and you mentioned the 27 carries from Kareem Hunt, and I'll let that kind of segue into the Buccaneers a little bit. I think that the final drive for the Chiefs and then the overtime drive, you could just tell the Buccaneers were just – they were just beat up. They were tired. Like, the Chiefs – I was impressed, actually. For the first time this season, this Chiefs game actually impressed me where I was like, okay, now they're starting to be a little bit of that 8-0, you know, like a real 8-0. Because I was kind of thinking they're fakers, undefeated a little bit. But the fact that they were able to beat them up and pound them in, literally pound them into the ground and tire them out so much that it's just like.
So kind of.
And then by the time they were ready to stop the run finally on like third down, then Patrick Mahomes does his thing, you know what I mean? And the little shuttle pass, you know, it's just. What are you going to do, man?
I mean, it's worth mentioning Jamel Dean was out for the Buccaneers, but still. I mean, that's a tough ask for Josh Hayes, who's a rookie for the Buccaneers. But like you said, Andy Reid, he's just a surgeon.
A surgeon?
As an offensive coach.
I like that term. I like that term.
By a surgeon.
He does it all. Sure. I mean, he literally coaches everybody around. You know, I'm feeling like anybody could come into that offense and could literally just eat.
100%. Before we move on, real quick, just because I got to know, sorry, Buccaneers fans, we've talked about you guys a lot. I liked what Baker Mayfield gave you this week, that he gave you a nice, tough, gritty performance. The gentleman up here, who do you think will win that NFC South? I know Atlanta's 6-3 and Tampa Bay's 4-5 right now, but do you think Tampa still has a shot at the NFC South, or is Atlanta just so hot right now that it's just no chance? We'll move on.
I wouldn't say no chance, but I would say the Falcons will probably take it away. I mean, Kirk Cousins has got a lot.
He's eating right now.
Definitely. He's got a lot of weapons. Kyle Pitts. He's got Bijan Robinson, Drake London when he's healthy.
Yep.
You know, on that defense, they just they pick up the guy from the Patriots. Udinze or something like that.
Yeah, the pass rusher.
Yeah, pass rusher.
So, Uche?
Yeah, Uche. Josh. Uche, sorry about that. But, I mean, Falcons, I would say, but at the same time, Bucks can definitely give them a run for their money in the season.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, I think if Monday night's game proved anything, it was that the Buccaneers are better than we thought. I mean, you just said that, like, that game that the Chiefs won against them solidified an 8-0 team in your mind, but the Bucs are 4-5. They don't have Godwin or Evans.
They're like, a good 4-5.
They look great for 4-5. No, I mean,
they're still a good team.
You know, they look solid. To give the Chiefs a run like that, like, I don't know. I think that, I think they can compete with just about anybody with the way Baker's playing right now. I don't know if that can continue. I've been saying that for 9 weeks now, so we'll see. But, man, he looks good. He looks good. Like, who's Cade Otton?
Right.
Like, you'd have to be into fantasy football pretty well to know who that guy is.
Right.
And
deep in the tight ends.
8 receptions, 77 yards, 1 touchdown. You good.
Yeah, good.
Hate to cut you guys off, but we got to keep rolling here right into the Bears at Cardinals. Another one we don't have to spend a ton of time on, but – What is the Bears' biggest malfunction right now? Losing 29-9 to Arizona. Wide receivers starting to get hot.
Wide receivers
that
are tough.
Run defense got gashed.
Yeah, that too.
Boy.
Run defense, wide receivers. Then Keenan Allen, I was excited for Keenan Allen coming to the Bears, and I'm a huge Vikes fan.
I'm a Chargers fan, so that hurt
so
me.
I was so excited. But at the same time, I seen him come in this last week. Drops everything, I felt like.
Yeah.
You know, and then Caleb Williams is literally playing. He's playing well.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
I wasn't
playing,
ready to give up on Caleb
he's
Williams.
He's playing well. It's just like wide receivers are not playing up to their caliber. I think they're not holding their end of the bargain.
Adunze is pretty much it.
Yeah, Adunze is
the only one. So if you just double him, like DJ Moore's just not quite doing enough. No. And then, Keenan
DeAndre,
Allen with the drops.
And DeAndre Swift is just like silent. I mean, he had the 1 week besides that, but it's just like he's not really.
I thought he was doing pretty good
for
a couple of weeks.
He started hot. Okay. He started
this,
hot.
This week kind of proved. Yeah, I mean, Jonathan Gannon has done a great job with the Cardinals. He really has. I mean, he's completely turned the culture around, and this NFC West is completely winnable, in my opinion. And the Cardinals are playing their best ball right now, and I'm, as a Vikings fan, I'm afraid
they're actually
to play
leading
them at
the NFC West right now.
Yeah, at 5-4.
Who would have seen that?
I wrote it here. They look like a good high school football team. Like they run the ball 75% of the time. James Conner looks
eating.
Unbelievable. And Kyler Murray comes out of the game. They score like, how many points did they score? 29 points. Kyler, 154 passing yards. Like, where does this come from?
And Harrison Jr. had barely any.
Big drop.
And then the fumble. The fumble.
Big so
fumble.
Up and down.
Oh, the fumble. Yeah.
The fumble.
Tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But, Cardinals are getting hot. Bears are not. They're also 0-4 in their away games this year. The Bears are. So, cannot win away from Chicago. So, that's not good for us Vikes, once we go to Chicago this year. But I don't think we play them till the end of the season.
Yeah.
No. I think that we literally play.
We play them.
No,
yeah,
we play
them.
We play
them.
Soldier,
weeks?
Yep. And then
3 weeks.
Yeah,
three
and then they come here on December 16th.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to the Bears game, so. Going,
oh, word. Here, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
I'm excited for that.
Oh. Let's go. Flores is going to have fun with a rookie quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going to make
He's coming after him. Hopefully, it's reminiscent of the Texans game.
Yes. Caleb Williams is going to run 3 miles before that game is done, just back and forth having our D-line chase him around.
With that, Kev, that'll wrap our Week 9 game recaps.
911, what's your emergency?
And to start off our tent talk, as always, a tent talk. Because I heard I need to enunciate that. So it's not TED Talks. It's not TED Talks. It's tent. T-E-N-T. Talk. We were very proud of that when we made it last season. Tent. Anyway, injuries. Dak Prescott to miss multiple weeks with a hamstring and coming out today that he is probably going to IR. C.D. Lamb, injury doesn't seem to be serious. Okay, cool. I don't know why I put that down. I think he's playing next week. Zach Moss, running back for the Bengals. Out indefinitely, according to head coach Zach Taylor. Not ideal. Some of our news right off the bat. Dennis Allen becoming, I heard this on the radio like at 3 in the morning today, and I can't remember what it was. But Dennis Allen fired, becomes like the fifth head coach since 2016 or something to start the season 2-0 and then end up getting fired in the same season. Raiders OC Luke Getsy also fired. CMC returns to practice. His practice window is at least open. He has missed the first 8 games this season. Chiefs could get Pacheco back late November, maybe. So now we could see Pacheco and Kareem Hunt backfield for the Chiefs heading into the playoffs.
That is scary.
Not good. Baron Browning traded to the Cards from the Broncos. Believe he's a pass rusher, if I remember right. Za'Darius Smith also traded to the Lions, somebody I'm not that scared of.
What team has he played for?
Marshawn Lattimore, big one here, traded to the Commanders. What an amazing move. We might have to talk about that in a second. Bengals pick up Khalil Herbert, running back from the Bears, to supplement that Zach Moss out indefinitely. I don't know why I have Tyler Bass hitting a 61-yarder to beat the Bills right here, but I just think kickers need a little bit of love sometimes. When you hit a 61-yarder to win the game, Hey, man. Oh, wait, not to beat the Bills. What am I talking about?
To win for the Bills. Actually. Yeah,
I was waiting.
Oh, man, that was ridiculous.
That's crazy.
Anything that you need to touch on right now on any of that? Like Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders?
That's news to me. I didn't even know about that.
That's nice
for the Commanders. Very nice. That defense is already nice. I didn't even know at first they had Bobby Wagner. I just really don't keep up with the Commanders like that. So that was just like, when I hear they already got Bobby Wagner and Marshawn Lattimore's coming in now, that's nice.
Hey, the Commanders are not playing around, dude. No. They're 7-2 right now and first in the NFC East. Who would have seen that coming into this season? I literally picked Dallas to win the freaking division because I figured they were finally over their hump, and
they're wrong.
So I'm glad people listen to our show. Yeah,
dude, I feel like the GM of the Commanders is like, "Whoa, look what we're doing here. I think we might have a shot." And then just like the rest of us, it's kind of crazy. Like, I don't know if they had this kind of expectations on the interior, but they are putting up like I don't think anybody expected them to. So it's cool for them.
Oh, I'm excited.
You know, especially in Washington when they've had a rough couple of years. Those fans could use a little bit of love.
That's another team I'm okay with. I'm okay with them winning right now.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be okay if they won the bowl out of the NFC over the Vikes?
Tyler, you got me going there.
We're just talking from wherever now.
I mean, they do look good. Dan Quinn has led a Super Bowl team before with the Falcons. Didn't win it, but he's with the Commanders now, so he obviously knows what it takes. That offense is really molding under Cliff Kingsbury. Another good situation for a rookie quarterback to come into. I mean, Jane Daniels is firing on all cylinders.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really surprising to see, considering they traded Jahan Dotson. Got rid of that former first overall pick, but Terry McLaurin, my goodness.
Oh, Scary Terry.
There's a reason they call him Scary Terry.
He's always been good, but he has completely revived his career. And
he's got a quarterback throwing him the ball now.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Jay McDaniels, I had high hopes for Jay McDaniels coming out of LSU. I mean, he threw for almost 5,000 yards at LSU last season. I mean, I knew he's going to be something special. I wanted the Vikings to go get him, but
he's not going to be there. That was a pipe dream.
I understand.
Pipe dream. I was still happy with what we got, but
yeah. But like you said, I mean, they have Brian Robinson there.
Yes.
Austin Eckler is there. And then, like you guys said, Scary Terry. So you got a guy with sure hands, a veteran running back, and then a young running back who's explosive as can be. Like, it is a great situation for Daniels, and their offense looks really good. The only thing that can hurt them is if somebody gets hurt or their defense gives up too many points. They've been giving up a lot, but it's kind of led the door open to Daniels just thriving in his rookie season.
So before we move on, can the Commanders beat the Lions in the NFC Championship game?
No.
No. We're going to be in the NFC Championship.
If the Vikings are not, obviously, we know the Vikes scold the bowl.
No, I'm being
I think if that's
unbiased,
a situation, even Vegas odds are going to be pretty well favored far as the Lions go.
I think we'll see a little bit of something from the Commanders this week. They got the Steelers this week, and we'll talk about it in a bit here. Mm-hmm. But that's going to be another true test for them. If they can beat the Steelers, followed by the Eagles, Cowboys, that's a good 3-game slate. I mean, the Cowboys are meh. But if they can beat the Steelers and the Eagles, the Commanders are for real. You got to watch out.
That's true. I mean,
you know, I think I'd still pick the Lions to beat them, but maybe that's NFC North pride. I don't know. Isn't that their thing? The one pride or something?
NFC North pride for the team that's been 0-17 four times.
Apparently, I'm a Detroit fan with Trey. He flipped last week.
Oh, I can't be flipping now.
Anyway, with that, Kev, let's head right into Bonehead Move of the Week.
Genius!
And our Bonehead Move of the Week. You may or may not know where this is going. I don't know. It's been all over the place. It's already been talked about, but not here. Not on Banner with the Boys, where everybody listens. So, Jason Kelce was walking outside of Penn State's football stadium. What is it, Beaver Stadium? I don't know. Not Beavers. Whatever. You know what I mean. And some dude says some, you know, obscene language to him about his brother Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift. He freaks out and grabs said fella's phone. And he doesn't just throw it on the phone. He literally slams that thing on the ground.
Gronks it.
So he straight armed that thing. He gronked it and picked it up and was walking away with it. I was like, oh my gosh. And then the video of after part, now he starts using that same language back at the fella, which is the non-ideal part, the bonehead part. I mean, the phone. Here's my thing on the phone part, right? Whether you're famous or not, if somebody's in your face with a phone, like, how annoying is this right now, Dan? Like, do you want to grab it out of my hand and throw it on the ground? Do it. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. Let's calm down. But you know what I mean? How annoying is that? Whether you're famous or not, you know, whether you're used to it or not. That's that. You know, come on, man. At the same time,
Come on,
Jason.
You know, have a little bit thicker skin with it. Yeah, I mean, that goes for all of America. But have a little bit thicker skin. You know what I mean?
Jason Kelce on Monday Night Football. He's all happy and go lucky. So it's just like at the same time, somebody gets excited like that. What's going to happen when they get mad?
And now to save face a little bit for Jason Kelce here on Banner with the Boys, he did come out and apologize before the Monday Night Football game last night on ESPN. Like, brought it up. He didn't go through details because the details are out there. We can find them. I did. But he did apologize, saying that is not something he should be doing. He does not condone, you know, using that sort of language and all that. So I do want to make that known. But he absolutely is our bonehead move of the week. You got to stay under control a little bit as a professional athlete?
I mean, former athlete. But at the same time, you got to stay under control. You're under the pressure and under the media. You got to make sure you stay.
Somebody's always watching.
Someone's always watching.
Now, the kid that was recording, his phone smashed. But somebody else is always recording. You know what I mean?
Something's always riding. TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, something's always going.
Something's always going.
Dude, dealing with that for 20 years, it's amazing that
this is the first time we're really seeing something happen.
If you're going to do it, but.
I mean, with that, I think he's enjoying retirement a little too much.
Yeah, maybe.
I think alcohol played a little factor into it.
He was holding a case.
Oops. I mean, shoot. He was an ornery bear. Rightfully so. I mean.
Guys, just trying to enjoy, you know, life, exactly. And you got that going on. But again, we are also here at Banner with the Boys, not condoning that. But not at all. Again, why he's Bonehead Move of the Week. But
right.
Yeah, Bonehead Move of the Week, Jason Kelce. Kev, let's move right into Week 9, preview and picks. All right. Before we get to our preview and picks, we do need to update our listeners on our standings. I did not do the season win percentage because that involved a little bit more math than I had time for before the show. I know it's easy, but leave me alone. Let's see. I guess we'll start with me because I'm at the top of the list. I went 4-1 this week. My Broncos selection was bad. So, my season record is 28-17. Another fella whose season record is 28-17, Jake, our Ravens fan, also went 4-1 this week. The Bears did him in against the Cardinals. Let's see. Another 4-1 this week. Trey went 4-1, bringing his season total to 7-3. The Bucks being his kryptonite this week. We had three perfects. We had three 5-0s. Rob, of course, went 5-0, who is in Mexico right now, I believe. Lucky. 27-18 on the season for Rob. One game back there of Jake and I. 5-0 from Matt. Matt is 25-15 on the season. He's probably right up there in win percentage with Tyler, our leader, but Tyler had a bad week. We'll get to it. Graham went 5-0, bringing his season total to 7-3 as well, just like Trey. So two newbies from the last 2 weeks now tied. Interesting race there. Let's see. Then we have Ben. We got the last two. The two Packer fans saved for last. Right where they belong. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Ben went 3-2 this week, bringing his season total to 21-14. The Bears and, of course, the Packers let him down this week. Tyler, our leader, and most likely even after this rough week, still our leader, as his season record is 22-8. 22-8, having a stellar season. Yeah. He went 3-2 this week. Also, the Bears and the Packers letting him down. So if I had to take a wild shot in the dark here, I'm thinking Tyler's still our leader. I think Matt, though, moving up to 25-15 is going to be a pretty good win percentage. Ben might be right there at 21-14. And then, of course, Jake and I at 28-17, Rob at 27-18. Some good things going on. And then Graham and Trey, again, our newbies at 7-3 apiece. So that being said, it is now your guys' turn to be introduced into our picks, if you will. Dan, the Vikings are traveling to Jacksonville. What do you got? They're losing, right?
I got the Vikings in a close win.
Woo! Close. Close win.
The Jaguars have played in very close games this year. I mean, but they've been playing from behind. You know, they've fell behind 22-0, I think it was, against the Eagles and made it a contest. The 2 weeks before that, they fell behind 10-0 and ended up making it a contest. So this Jaguars team has talent. They just haven't really put it together yet, and their record doesn't really show. I don't think they're a 2-7 team, but this should be a winnable game, I feel like.
Winnable game. I would agree with you. I'm also going Vikings because I don't need to explain that. Skull to the bull, you know what I mean? Like, we're traveling to Jacksonville. Okay, we're going to get some sun while we're down there. Sounds good. But I totally expect the Vikings to come out with a dub. I had confidence in the Broncos last week, too, if you listened. And that was a mistake. So do with that as you will. I don't know. You're both staring at me. So I have Darth on the chart here. Cody, what's your pick here?
I'm taking the Vikes too.
Surprise.
The Jags do look like a 2-7 team to me. Mm. Trevor Lawrence looks like a 2-7 quarterback. Mm. Their receivers look like 0-9 receivers. I mean, aside from, I know you guys mentioned last week, Brian Thomas. He looks unbelievable for a rookie wide receiver.
Yeah.
Just great. He plays physical. He goes up to get the ball. But, man, the Jags, I don't know. I mean, I agree. I think that they've been coming back in the second half in some games. But I think as Vikings fans, we saw the Vikings go up big time in the first half of a couple of games this year. And then they let the other team back in because we're playing a little bit back. But right. At no point during those games did I feel threatened by the other team. And I think, you know, I know that they gave the Packers a good game. They only lost by 3, but like you guys said it last week, the game did not feel anywhere close to 27-24.
Mm-hmm. Right. It just didn't feel close.
So, Vikes, baby.
Vikes, baby. Dom.
Easy money, Vikes.
And how many how many receiving yards for Justin Jefferson?
Probably like one. I would say
he's
one.
Going over a Hundy again.
100 easy.
Over a Hundy? I'm going 157.
Whoa, 157.
What did he put up this week?
Season high.
I think like 119. Oh, 137 this week?
Yeah, 137 this week. And the Jags, man. Jess is going to be fun to watch against the Jags.
I'll say over 120 for sure. Over 120, definitely.
Over 120?
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
Well, just I'm still filling them in here. Rob also going with the Vikings. Tyler, our Packer fan. Going with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Trey, the flipper to Detroit, but I know he's lying. He's the also going with the Vikings. Ben, our Packer fan, going with the Vikings. Matt, going with the Vikings. It is Vikings Nation here. Vikings getting the dub in Jacksonville.
Score to the
bowl. No doubter. Score to the bowl. Score to the bowl. All right, our next game. Packers, usually we also do the Packer game, obviously. Packers are on bye this week. Much needed bye. Hopefully, J-Love, for the Vikings, but hopefully for his personal self. Hopefully, J-Love, can heal up this week and come out strong for the Packers next week, I guess. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Bengals at Ravens.
There we go.
Let's start over here. Bengals at Ravens. What you got, though?
Bengals, Ravens. I know Joe Burrow's just threw for 5 tutties last week. It was nice. But let's just be honest. We got the Ravens right here. Lamar Jackson, King Henry, Zay Flowers. Easy pick. Let's get the Ravens.
Easy pick. Let's get the Ravens. Easy pick. Dan, is this an easy pick?
This is not an easy pick. You know, when it comes to rivalry games, a lot of teams give it their all, you know. But I do think the Ravens win in a high-scoring affair. It'll be 31-28 type contest. We know how explosive the Bengals' offense can be, but their defense gives up a lot of points, as we know from this season, and that's why their record is 4-5. So give me the Ravens.
Give you the Ravens. Dan going with the Ravens. I got to change your name in this right now because I was about to call you Darth again.
Cody. I'll go with Darth. That's fine.
Apparently, it's just going to happen.
It's fate.
But what we got? Bengals at Ravens.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I'm taking Ravens. Ravens beat them 41-38 back in the beginning of October. So, you know, I'd have to think that it's going to be something similar to that. Truthfully, I think whether it's a blowout or not just depends on if the Bengals and Burrow can keep doing what they've been doing for the last few weeks. So, yeah, but Ravens.
But
and I'm taking Ravens. The spread, too, if that's the question.
And taking the spread. Like you don't get any bonus points here.
They're 6.5-point favorites. Like, I do not think the Bengals keep up.
On your record?
You do not think the Bengals keep up?
I don't. Okay. I think it'll be a high-scoring affair. I know their game earlier this year was close, but... Yeah, maybe it's the aura from the Ravens last game last week that is just floating in my head, but they look too good.
Oh, they do.
Look too good. I really want to go Bengals here. I do, just to be a little bit different. Right now, the only other person that went Bengals is Rob. I have Jake's picks. I haven't put them in here yet. I know Jake's not picking the Bengals to beat the Ravens this week because he's a Ravens fan. But... I think I agree with you. I think it's going to be pretty high scoring. It's going to be an interesting game. I just don't think the Bengals have enough yet. But maybe this is the start of the turn for them. Like you said, 5 TDs for Joey B last week. Does he still have the bleach blonde hair? Is
yeah,
he still rocking
still
it?
Got the Eminem look.
All right, so that is starting to work now because they were like, maybe it's the hair. He's got to chop it. So he didn't chop it. So, I don't know. I'm going Ravens. I'm going Ravens. It's just. That one is also an easy one for me. I think their offense is just too much right now for anybody in the AFC to handle at the moment. So I'm just going to put in Jake Ravens because I already know that's going to be the thing. For everybody not here, Ben also going with the Ravens. Matt going with the Ravens. Tyler going with the Ravens. Trey also going with the Ravens. And myself, I already mentioned, LOL. Graham and Rob both picking the Bengals this game. So that's interesting.
See what happens.
Some discrepancy.
It's not a bad idea. Like he said, it's a rivalry game. It seems to usually start as a pretty good game between these guys.
Yeah.
It's just like a couple of times over the last few years that the Ravens have just pulled away for big ones.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are like that game in October. Yeah, 3 points.
The Bengals and Ravens have always been competitive as long as Joe Burrow's been there. It's always been a game.
And that's the division. If you go back and listen to our preseason show when it was just Rob and I this season, we thought that was the division to beat out was the AFC North, no doubt, hands down. Defenses are all over all 4 of them are pretty solid.
Yeah.
Got some pretty good quarterbacks in the division, so it is kind of a surprise to see it going this way.
Right.
But yeah, like you said, always a division battle. Who knows? Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Moving along, Steelers. This is probably our game of the week. I don't know. This is going to be a good one. Steelers traveling to wherever the heck they play. DC traveling to Maryland to play the Commanders. Dan.
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Whoa, Dan going with the Steelers.
I think that Steelers defense is going to suffocate Jaden Daniels, much like the Bears did before they went on the Hail Mary. And they have the pieces to do it. They just traded for Preston Smith, who I think can contribute on the Steelers defensive line heavily. They just went out and got Mike Williams, so another deep threat for Russell Wilson. I think Steelers are gearing up to win this division, and this game will prove to do that. They have all the pieces to do it, and Tomlin will have these boys ready to win.
100%. It's going to be a great test for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Take it away. Take it away. Just go right into yours.
First of all, Mike Tomlin is like...
Legend.
Unbelievable. Goated.
One of the best. Former Vikings.
If you'd have told me that Russell Wilson was going to be leading a, 6-2 team at this point, I would not have guessed it.
No.
Insane. So... I got to give them a lot of credit on that. I'm going to take the Commanders. I love the offense versus defense battle that we're going to have in this game, just because I don't think that the Pittsburgh offense is going to be, you know, blowing anybody out of the water, making the Washington Commanders like try to chase points at all. So it'll be a lot of fun to see like what the two schemes add up to. But I'm going to take the Commanders. I think it's going to be a great game. And once again, just never thought I would be saying that about the Steelers this year. But
yeah.
It's fun to watch.
That's definitely, yeah, go for it, Dom. Yeah, you go first. You go before.
No, you're good. My bad. I would say Commanders. I like Jaden McDaniels a lot. I'm a huge Jaden McDaniels guy. I mean, I drafted him in fantasy football. There's a reason why. You know, I love the guy, and Commanders are just looking super dominant. I know that last week Russell Wilson had a good week, and the Steelers are 6-2, but week to week the Commanders are just putting it all together.
Right.
I just love the swagger. Dan Quinn, that's...
They do have the swagger.
That
right
swagger
now,
is
exactly.
Crazy. I mean, Dan Quinn comes in the building and hat backwards, ready to go, fired up, and I just love things like that. And I'll just take the Commanders this week.
Commanders. I'm also going Commanders this week. I just think Jaden... I mean... again, the Steelers do have a good defense. It does startle me, but I think Jaden is just... this is too much right now. He's just too much right now. He's playing... outstanding. You know, Rob mentioned last week or maybe the week before, can you put Jaden Daniels in the CJ Stroud window, you know, at this point? Man, he's getting ever so closer. I think if they pull this game off, he's right there for me at this point.
Right, 100%.
But yeah, I gotta go Commanders this week. Let's see. Only Rob and Dan went Steelers. Everybody else is commandering this thing up. So
yeah, I love it. Yeah, well, just like I feel like everybody else in the country is in the same boat with us as the Steelers. Like, they don't trust yet, but you guys can see.
I don't trust their offense.
The defensive light.
I love their defense.
Is going to get like a turnover in their end of the zone. And I mean, you're going to only have to ask for 20 yards to get into the end zone if you're the Steelers. Sure. I think that's what TJ Watt's capable of. He can strip sack it maybe 1-2 times this game.
Yeah, for sure. Moving right along to our Sunday night game. Lions at Texans. Before I get your guys' picks, everybody not here said the Lions are winning this game. Every single person have said the Lions are winning this game. That's why I'm going the Texans. The Texans are finally gonna flip the script. They're finally gonna get back on track. Detroit is finally gonna lose a game. It's going to happen. They're playing in Houston in prime time. Get excited about it. Kev's so excited he's throwing things.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I like it, man. I'd have to go the Lions.
You don't sound that confident.
I'm just wondering, does your prediction include Nico Collins coming back? Or does it not matter?
I'm hoping that Nico Collins is back.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I think the Lions got to come back to earth at some point. I think they could still finish the season only a 2 or 3 loss team. Something's got to happen. One, the Vikes are going to be one. So it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I think Nico Collins helps him a lot. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, he's an elite wide receiver. He'll help anybody, but just like
big physical receiver.
Letting Tank Dell do more of what he's specialized to do helps a lot, and just kind of having him in their roles. But yeah, man, I don't know. Joe Mixon is good too. Like,
and ever since he came back, their offense has started to flip around a little bit.
I know. They're intriguing and wanting the Lions to win. I'm really tempted to take your side, but I'm not
going to. But I'm not going to.
I'm sorry, buddy. No, I'm taking the Lions.
Fair enough. Going with the Lions for Cody, Darth, Dan. You know what? No. Shut up for a minute. Damn, Dom.
Hey, I'm going to ride with you, Tyler, man. We're going to take them Texans, man.
Let's go.
Why not?
I talked him into it.
I like C.J. Stroud. I mean, before there was a Jaden McDaniels, it was C.J. Stroud for me. So, I mean, I'm a huge C.J. Stroud guy. They got Danielle Hunter. We all know about Danielle Hunter. So, I mean, he's quiet. Don't worry.
I missed Danielle.
But, yeah, I'm just going to take the Texans. I mean, I just want to see if they can just take down Jared Goff.
They got to get back on track.
100%.
To win their division.
Got
to
do it right now.
The Colts could sneak up or something.
Colts, I mean, like I said, I mean, they gave
Jaguars
us a run for our money last week.
Jaguars could win this week and go on a run.
Let's hope not, though.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Damn.
Man, you guys are making me want to join the clan.
Nope, it's already in the thing.
All right.
Already got it now.
Locked in.
As much as I want the Texans, it's going to be the Lions. I'm sorry. Just being a realist, If the Texans would have took care of business against the Jets last week, then maybe I would say yes, but this is not.
Which is a very fair point.
This is not the Jets. This is,
which is why they need maybe to get back
the best team in the NFL currently. So as much as I want the Texans, the Lions, like I said earlier, they're a well-oiled machine, and they're going to keep on trucking.
The motor kitties are well-oiled.
Until somebody can replicate that defense that the Buccaneers had for them, that week three, week four game where they did suffer their first loss, then yeah, maybe. But no, I just don't see anybody stopping them right now.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That brings us to our final game of the week. This game has the most discrepancy between everybody so far. 49ers traveling to Tampa Bay. We got Rob, Jake, Ben, and Tyler taking the 49ers. We have Matt, Graham, and Trey taking the Bucks.
I'll go first.
Who wants it? Yeah.
Oh, we got it. He's got it.
49ers at Bucks. Lay it on us.
I'm taking the Niners. I think CMC comes back, and I'm taking them. I think their offense is just, I mean, with Christian McCaffrey, it's elite. I mean,
he's
even
an
without
electric
him,
player.
Yeah, like they had this Guarendo kid in, and they're still doing good. I think he rushed for like 18 for 90. So, yeah, I think their offense is made to thrive. Their defense might be the thing that holds them up in this one. But, yeah, I'm going to take the 49ers.
Which is weird to say that their defense could be the thing to hold them up. When we thought that, or at least I know I thought that 49ers defense was going to be one of the top this season, and we just haven't seen it quite yet.
Right.
But, Dom, actually, nope, Dan.
Damn.
I'm going to take the 49ers in a close contest.
Unbelievable. I'm about taking risks.
I think
this week.
The 49ers defense is super fast, can cover, and the Bucs offense has been nothing short of awesome this year, but I think their defense is just too darn good. CMC's coming back. That offense is going to be lightning in a bottle.
Is he officially coming back? He's practicing.
He's practicing. Yeah. Okay. Not for sure.
Well, if he's not,
you guys, and Debo's still out,
I'm
right?
Predicting.
He's questionable.
He's questionable.
He's questionable.
Right? Yep. Okay. Yep. So I'm predicting CMC to come back.
Yo, so he's Cody's predicting he's coming back. So if you,
I'm gonna ride. We'll go 49ers. Right, I just think Kyle Shanahan just. Kyle Shanahan is just that good of a coach. He'll have these boys ready to go. 49ers.
Yep. 49ers. All right. 49ers. Dom,
I'm
what we
also
got?
Here to take risks, so let's go Baker Mayfield.
Yes, sir.
Why not? You know, I'm going to change it up a little bit. We'll take it, you know. Baker Mayfield's been showing me something for the last two seasons with the Bucs. Not just this season. Last two seasons. I'm happy that he got back on his feet and able to just play good ball. Because, I mean, he was also one of those guys, like I said about the NFL, he was taking flack left and right. Came to the Bucs last season, took him to the playoffs this season. We're going to see if we can do it again for them.
And right when he came to the league, and I'm not trying to speak on anybody else's character, not in front of them, but like Baker Mayfield was charting a trend, and maybe that's just what Cleveland does to you. I don't know. No offense. But he was starting to trend towards the Johnny Manziel train.
Right.
And that, you know, and then all of a sudden flipped a script there. So, yeah. No, like you said, it's really good to see him back. That's why I'm going Bucks as well. Bucks are going to beat the 49ers this week at home in front of their home fans. Back on track, making a charge at the Falcons for the division, like I predicted at the beginning of the season. That's the only reason why I mentioned it. But we're not picking this game, but I did want to mention that this game, I'm trying to find when it actually starts locally here. Okay. I did want to mention I was going to have the Giants at Panthers be a game, so we kind of have a little bit, a couple lower tier teams that we can start talking about because we've talked about all these teams all season pretty much, but that's what happens when you're good. But I just couldn't do it. Not this week. Even with the Packers bye, I figured I could sneak a lower-tier game in there. No way. There's too many good ones this week. But I did want to mention the Giants at the Panthers playing in Germany this week. So here in Minnesota, that's 8:30 in the morning locally on Sunday. So you guys going to be up for that one?
No.
I don't know if anybody's going to be up for that.
No. Dan immediately.
Y'all do not have kids.
Hey, I'll still be up at 6,
I'll be
but
up
I don't...
an hour and a half before that one starts waiting. I love those London and Germany games.
Something to do that early. Yeah,
exactly.
There you go.
Like,
I mean,
you know,
if you have
them
on Fantasy,
highlight
then.
Videos anyways
yeah, totally.
In the morning.
Sure.
I know what you mean, then.
Yeah.
Fellas, we're pretty much all wrapped. all wrapped this week. I appreciate you guys being on.
Man, it's been a pleasure.
This has been something special. I'll tell you what, blessed. Awesome. Blessed. That's all I can really say right now.
For sure. No, I really appreciate you driving an hour and a half to be on our show this week, by the way. Wow. With his live audience that's not on camera. Kev, should we spin the camera around? No, I'm No, we appreciate you guys being here. We appreciate you making the drive.
Hey, Dan,
thanks for being on, homie.
Thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
Talking your ear off about it all football season.
And I've wanted to do it. This was well worth it.
Yeah, totally. Good. No, appreciate you coming with crazy notes and everything.
I was ready. He was prepared.
Yeah, Cody, I'm so happy we finally got to meet. Hopefully you're on the Wild Pod that may or may not be starting in the near future.
Oh, I can't wait, man. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, thank you for having me today.
Absolutely.
And thanks to Sippy behind the scenes.
Yeah, Kev getting Cody on here for us today. It's been an excellent addition. All you guys did an excellent job. Just appreciate you guys taking the time and being on our show.
For sure.
With that, like always, like, comment, subscribe, whether it's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the banner, and we'll see you next week.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.